The topic of today's shiur will come as a bit of a chiddush to many people. I want to speak today of shala: is one allowed to eat moroi beheseva? May one eat the mora leaning bederech cheres? Now, most people hearing this question will be taken aback and say, "Of course not. We eat the moroi to remind us of the difficult times. That's why it has to be bitter." And when we're leaning, that's to remind us of something which is positive or something good. That's why we have the Arba Koisus, the Matzah B'Derech HaSeva. That's the Derech Heiris or Bamura, which is commemorating the difficult times. If you're eating it B'Derech HaSeva, it's a contradiction. It's a Tata Desasu. So it might come as a surprise to know that the Mishnah Brira and many other Paskin, that you allowed lechet chila to eat moroi b'derech haseva. And the question is why? Why is it not a contradiction? And how can it be? So in order to understand it, we need to provide a bit of background. So we'll start with the Gemara. The Gemara Masechtas Pesuchim in Daf Kif Ches Amud Aleph says as follows: Itma, we've learned, matzah tzurich haseiva, matzah requires leaning. Moroi ein tzurich haseiva. Moroi doesn't require leaning. And the question is, from the lushan of the Gemara, mura ein tzurich haseiva, doesn't require leaning. Does the Gemara mean to tell us that mura doesn't require it? But if you want to do it, that's fine. Or rather, the Gemara means to say that you shouldn't lean. And the reason why the Gemara says Mura ain't surich and says ain't lehosef is because the Gemara says matzah surich haseva. So therefore the Gemara uses the same language and Mura ain't surich haseva. Abavada, the kavuna, the Gemara is ain't surich, that you shouldn't be leaning. Rashi and the Rashbam tell us that Mura ain't surich haseva, she zeiche la'avdus. Because we eat mura to remind us of the difficult times, and therefore ein tzurich haseva. It would appear from the words of Rashi and the Rashbam that they understood the Gemara is telling us mura ein tzurich, that it shouldn't be eaten b'haseva. And as I state in the Shibul HaLeket speaks about the shala, which the Torah also addresses: do we eat the koirach, the sandwich of matzah and muroi, yes b'haseva, or no b'haseva? Because here we have a problem. On one hand, we're eating matzah, which requires haseva, and on the other hand, we're eating mura, which doesn't require haseva. Now, if mura doesn't require haseva, but you're allowed to eat it b'haseva, so what's the problem? Avada, you should eat koirach b'haseva. If, however, mura is forbidden to be eaten b'haseva, so then we have a shala. What do we do? So writes the Shibul HaLeket in Simon Reishit Ches about the koirach, v'oichlon ke'echod b'li haseva. You should eat koirach, not leaning. Shaharei yesh ba muroi, because it has in it muroi. I see very clearly from the words of the Shibul HaLeket that he held it's forbidden to eat muroi b'seva. So although we need to eat the matzah b'seva, but not together with muroi. Lamasa in Shulchan Aruch is gepaskin that we do eat koirach b'haseva. And the reason for this explains the Leket Yosha, that bizman hazeh matzah is deraisa and muroi is only midrabun on bizman hazeh, because we don't have a korban pesach. And therefore, says the Leket Yosha, lo shofkinon choivas matzah, we don't push away the mitzvah deraisa of achilas matzah to eat it b'haseva because of a mitzvah derabunan of achilas muroi, which shouldn't be eaten b'haseva. Once again, we see very clearly from the Leket Yosha that he held that you may not eat muroi b'haseva, and koirach, the mitzvah deraisa of matzah, is doicha, pushes away the mitzvah derabunan of muroi. But when you're eating mura just by itself, by the mitzvah of achilas mura, avada l'chayre, the svor tells us, you may not eat. You may not eat mura behesaiva. The chiddush is, however, that the Beis Yosef in Siman Tuf Ayin Hay, he quotes this Rashi in Psuchim that mura ain tzurich hesaiva because it's zeichel avdus, and on this he says, venirali, it would appear to me, shimrutze la'ochloi behesaiva reshui. If you want to eat the muroi behesaiva, you may do so. Very clear words from the Beis Yosef. Although Rashi had told us that you're supposed to eat it, zeichel avdus, writes the Beis Yosef, it's not a contradiction to eat it behesaiva. Imrutze la'ochloi behesaiva reshui. And carries on the Beis Yosef, and he says, I will bring you a proof. And I'll bring you a proof from Hillel HaZuken. Because Hillel HaZuken, when he ate the Koirach, like we say in the Lel, HaSeid HaZeichel HaMikdash, Kehillel, Shoy Koirach, Pesach, Matzah, Emuroi, Hoya Oichlam B'yachad. Avada, Hillel HaZuken was then be Mekah in the midst of Achilles Pesach, Achilles Matzah, Achilles Mura, and he was eating it by Haseva. Va'af agav the Mura einoi tzur Haseva, imutzoloch lebeseva, ein bekach klim. Says the Beis Yosef, from this mass of Hillel HaZuken, we can see there's no problem whatsoever. Ein bekach klim. We see from Hillel HaZuken, he ate the koirach behesaiva. The Pri Chodosh on Shulchan Aruch quotes the words of the Beis Yosef, and he asks, L'choira nira de kiven shi zeicha la'avdus, since at the end of the day we are eating muroi zeicha la'avdus, rui hoya shlo yoichal oisoi behesaiva de heva tata de sasra. Writes the Pri Chodosh very clearly, it appears to be a tata de sasra. It's a contradiction. It's either one or the other. You can't do something which is supposed to be zeichel avdus whilst commemorating in a way which you're doing is zeichel acheres, you're sitting beseva. L'chore, it's a tata de sasra. So the Pri Chodosh asks this question. It's either one or the other. You can't have both together. Despite this, however, writes the Pri Chodosh, imikal mukoim nirali shahadin imoy. So the Pri Chodosh asks this as a question, and he doesn't give an answer. He asks it, l'chayre tzistira, it's either one or the other, you can't do both. But not because of this question does he say he disagrees with the Beis Yosef. Mikal mukoim nirali shahadin imoy. L'masad the halucha blabd. And he finishes off and he says, V'cheinira medivrei hakolboy. This chiddush is not just mentioned in the Beis Yosef, it's already written on the Rishonim, in the kolboy, Shekusav gabamuroi, V'ein luchish la'ochloi derech chayris. There's no problem whatsoever to eat it derech chayris, Mechlal di boya motza uchel, ze nira li. Similarly, the Maral in his Sefer Gvirs Hashem in Perik Samach Gimel also writes the same words. Devadai afagav demu loy tzurich haseiva. Iboye, if he wants, uchilei behaseiva. And azoy shteik kapaskin lahalucha in the Chok Yaakov, in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in azoy shteik in the Chidun Beke Yosef. And he says, Hadin din emes kemoi shekusav muram. The halucha zicha emes like the machaba paskins. Ebiatam oivarayusoi gaba heseva dekricha. And the proof is from Hillel HaZuken that he ate koirach, which had in it muroi. And it had in it muroi. So you see, there's no problem to eat mura beheseva. So this would appear the halucha and azoshtek gepaskind in Mishnah Brira. Now, although the Beis Yosef said very clearly that if you want to eat Moroi Behesaiva, Rishui, you may do so, When we look in his words in Shulchan Aruch, and that's in Siman Tuf Ayin Hey, Sif Aleph, it would appear that the Beis Yosef has backtracked a little bit. Because the words of the Shulchan Aruch are, V'yevurach al achilas muroi, v'yoychaleni beloy haseva. You should make a brucha on the muroi, and then v'yoychaleni, you eat it, beloy haseva, without leaning. It seems that the Shulchan Aruch is telling us it's not correct to lean. And it doesn't mention a word. If you want to lean, you can do. Just says clearly, the way to eat the mura is v'yoychaleni beloy haseva. Writes the Mugen Avraham, v'im ochloi behaseva. If you ate mura whilst you were leaning, yotza, you are yotza. Kei mashma begemura. So is mashma from the Gemura. It would appear the Mugen Avraham is coming to answer this question we started off with. Why did the Gemura say, Muroi ein surach haseva? The Gemura should have said, ein lechel mur beseva. If the Gemura is telling us you shouldn't be. When it says the Gemura doesn't require seva, it's a very parva type of lushan. So what the Mugen Avraham is answering is as follows. What the Gemura is telling us, Muroi ein surach haseva, but if you ate it by mistake, Beseva, you were yoitzer. That's why the Gemara says this solution of Ein Tzurich. It doesn't really require Seva. It's not an Issa. So therefore, if you did it, you're still yoitzer the mitzvah. You don't have to eat again the Mura, like as if you ate matzah without a Seva, you do have to eat. But nevertheless, says the Machab of Yechleni Beloy has Seva. Pshat is, Lechachila, it's not correct to eat Muroi Beseva. This would appear to be the pshat, what the Mugen Avraham is telling us. And Azoi Shteit in the Machzor Shekel, this is how he understood the words of the Mugen Avraham. And he says this, that what Hillel ate the Koirich Beseva, which this was the Rai of the Beis Yosef, that you're allowed to eat Muroi Beseva, writes the Machzor Shekel, Gabe Hillel Mikra Di Eved. By Hillel, it was a matzah of b'di'eved, kiven di'evshe binyan acher, because he ate the Pesach, matzah, mura, all in one go as a sandwich. So he didn't eat them individually. But us, who we eat first the matzah, and then afterwards the mura by itself, so therefore we should be eating the mura, not b'hesever. Hillel? Hillel did something which was, in his situation, a b'di'eved. And writes very clearly, the Mugen Avraham, the Machzor Shekel, that if you eat Muroi Beseva, Vadai Didi Eved Yutza. Bidi Eved Yo Yotza. Very clear from his words that Lechachila, you shouldn't be eating Muroi Beseva. The Prima Gudim quotes the words of the Pri Chudosh, which you mentioned earlier, who the Pri Chudosh had asked this question, how can you eat Muroi Beseva? It's a contradiction. And he said, Mihi mikamukim nirli shadin imoy. This is the halucha, like the Beis Yosef says, that you allowed lechachila to eat Muroi Beseva. And he writes, Vahalushan ksas kusha. However, to fit this into the words of the Machaba, when the Machaba said, you should eat the Muroi without leaning. To say that what the Machaba meant is that you're allowed lechachila, nisht azoi mashma from the words of the Machaba that he is saying this. Rather, it would appear, like we mentioned, that the Machaba has backtracked from what he said in the Beis Yosef. And he's saying, as the Machzor Shekel understood, that it's only b'di'eved. But lechachila avada yochleni b'lo yaseva. And Azoi Shteit Ochet in the Kaf HaChaim, and the Uruch HaShilchan, writes the Uruch HaShilchan, Yevurach al achilas mura v'yochleni b'lo yaseva. You should eat the mura without leaning, b'pnei shizeche le'inui, because it's commemorating the affliction. V'lo shayich boy haseva k'b'nei choyn. It's not shayich. It doesn't add up now to eat muroi. It's not shayich yaseva. But v'imoch lebeseva yutza. We see once again very clearly that you shouldn't be eating Muroi Beseva. And as I stated in one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Kseil, He's got a perish in the Piyut of Shabbos Hagudel, and he writes, Muroi is Almeriris Hashibet he ve'en luni linag boy minag chayrus. We shouldn't be conducting ourselves when we eat Muroi with a minag chayrus, and therefore he says, Muroi loy boy hasaver. Muroi doesn't require saver. What does it mean doesn't require hasaver? The ein luni linig boy minig chayrus. We shouldn't be eating it in a way of chayrus. The Bnei Yisoscha has a sefer on the sefer mitzvahs called Derech Pikidecho, and he goes one stage further, and he writes the following words: Muroi also lechol behesaver. It's forbidden to eat behesaver. This is already a new level. Not only you shouldn't be doing it, it's forbidden to do so. But v'im ochel b'seiver, ein tzuch lachsev lechel b'loy haseiver. He's the first one, the Derech Pikidecho, to mention a lushen of Issa. And it could be that this lushen of his comes from the words of the Taz. The Taz, in Siman Tuf Ayin Beis, Sif Kutn Yid writes, Nirali, b'chol mukim sheniske she'ein tzurach lehusev, yesh issa lehusev. And he quotes this from the Mashal. Whenever Chazal said you don't need to eat behesaver, they didn't mean you don't need. What they meant was it's usa. So once again, the original kshala which we asked was, Chazal said, Mura ein surich haseiver, doesn't require haseiver. Then the Taz will understand this. When Chazal said, she'ein surich, in other words, what they're saying is that it's forbidden, there's an issa. And this is what the Bnei Yisoscha is telling us. Similarly, in the Sefer Yad HaHaron, in Siman Tuf Ayin Dalet, which was one of from the very early Svadish Achroinim, Reb Aaron Elfandri, who lived in Izmir over 300 years ago, 350 years ago. So he quotes the words of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said, you're allowed lechachila to eat more besaver. And the Yad HaHaron writes on this, Matsusi kusif lemaharam mitivla. It's not sure exactly who the Maram Mitivla was. Some say his name was Rabbeinu Modcha or Rabbeinu Moshe from a town of Tivula, which is somewhere in Italy, who lived one or two generations after the Beis Yosef. So he writes in the name of this very early Achroi Maram Mitivla as Einoi Reshui Mipnei Shizeichel Avdus. You're not allowed to eat it because it's a zeichel avdus. Oh, the question is, why is the Mura just say ein surich? So says the Maram Mitivla, like we said before, because the Gemara said matzat surich haseva. So the Mura uses the same language, and Mura ein surich. Oh, but really, what the Gemara means, nisht Mura ein surich, no, it's forbidden to eat it behaseva. And he carries on. And he says, "V'chiheicha de matzah de mitzvah zeichel ches, einoy reshui la'ochle b'loy haseiver." Just like matzah, it's forbidden to eat the matzah without haseiver. But moroi shizeichel avdus, einoy reshui la'ochle b'haseiver. It's forbidden to eat it b'haseiver. And in the sefer Ashdois HaPiska, from one of the other earlier Svadish Gedolim, quotes the words of the Maram Mitivla, and he understood that what the Maram Mitivla is saying is that just like matzah, if you ate it without a savor, you're not yoitz and you have to eat it again. Similarly, if you ate the mura behesaver, you're also not yoitz and you have to eat it again. So this is a gewaltige machloikus, what we have now. How are we supposed to eat the muroi? May one eat it behesaver, or may one not? And if not, is this only lechachila or bidyavet? So the Mishnah Brira in Sifkut Nidalet He writes, V'yechleni b'loi ha-seva, should eat the mura without a seva, she'zeich le'avdus, imikamuk imiroitze lechel b'ha-seva, reshui. If you want to eat the mura b'seva, passes the mishabir, you're allowed. Writes the Shatzion, where's the makor? Beis Yosef, Mugen Avruam, Pri Chudosh, Imashmuas Hagru, Besiv Kut Nidalas. So it's a chiddush that the Shatzion includes the Mugen Avruam in his list of makoros that tell us that you're allowed to eat the Muroi Lechatchile Beseva. Because as we mentioned earlier, we saw very clearly the Machzis HaShekel says very clearly that he understood the Mugen Avruam is saying only B'dieved. So we have a big, big machloikis now. What is the Halucha? So just to summarize, according to the opinion of the Shibula HaLeket, the Rekeach, Meram Mitivli, Machzis HaShekel, Kaf HaChayim, Derech Pikidecho, Urech HaShulchan, Rabbeinu Kasiel, you may not eat Muroi Behaseva Lechachila. And the Derech Pikidecho and the Meram Mitivli are going even a stage further to call it an Issa, and perhaps even you're not Yoitza Kun to Meram Mitivli. That's one side of the coin. On the other side, we have the Kolboy from the Rishonim, writes very clearly, there's no problem whatsoever to eat Moro Behseva, the Beis Yosef, the Maral, the Pri Chudosh, the Choyk Yaakov, Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Mishneh Brirah. So this is the Machloikas. Now, although the Pri Chudosh had said, L'chore, it seems to be a contradiction, Mikamukam nearly the Hadin Emes. The din of the Beis Yosef that you're allowed to eat to Beseva is Emes. And the Beis Yosef said, I've got a very strong raya. And the raya is from Hillel Azukan, who he ate the koirich, which is Pesach Matzah Muroi, Voichlam Beyachad, and he ate it Beseva. So that's a very strong raya. And the Bikki Yosef, the Chidu and Bikki Yosef says, yes, the Mechab is right, because look at his raya. His raya is from Hillel HaZukin. So we need to ask ourselves, if Hillel HaZukin ate Muroi Behaseva, so how could it be all these opinions who are saying that you're not supposed to eat it, L'chol HaPuchas L'chechila Behaseva, or even Efshe B'dieved Behaseva? What do they do with Hillel HaZukin? So the Machzis HaShekel had already told us that Gabe Hillel Mikra Dieved, Kivan Dievsha Binyan Acha. We eat Matzah Mura individually. Hillel didn't have an option. So yes, you are Yoitza, Abinoba Dieved. But we can't learn from Hillel. That's a Bidievedika Oifen. This also needs an explanation. How could it be that Hillel every single year was only being mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas muroi in a b'di'evedika fashion? Seems difficult to accept that year after year he was always mekayim a mitzvah of b'di'evedika way. We know a b'di'eved is only b'di'eved. You shouldn't be doing this l'chachila. You don't have an option. You got no breira. Okay, aber l'chachila, you have to always behave in a l'chachila way. How can it be that Hillel was only mekayim his mitzvah every single year in a b'dievedika way? Difficult to understand. And above all, we need to understand why all these old gedolim didn't accept l'chore, the raya of the Beis Yosef from Hillel HaZukin. So the Pri Megudim, he already there in Siman Tufayin Hei in Eish Lavrum Sif Kut Nvov, he writes three words, Imikricha Ein Raya. From Koirach, from the mouth of Hillel HaZukin, Ein Raya. There is no proof whatsoever. The Pri Megudim doesn't explain why there's no proof. The Beis Yosef brought from their proof, and the Chidur said it's a very strong proof. Why is there no proof from Koirach? So occurred to me the following pshat as follows. We say in the Haggadah, Rab Gamliel Hoye Oima, Kol Shloi Oma Shloi Shedvum Eidi B'Pesach Layutzede Chavusa Ve'ele Hein, Pesach Matzah Imuroi. In many, many Mephoshim ask the same question. Why did Rabbi Gamliel write Pesach and Matzah Murai Shaloi Kesidron? First, he should have said Murai, which commemorates the Avdus. And then afterwards, he should have mentioned Pesach and Matzah, which commemorate the going out from Avdus Lecheiris. And I found in three Svorim, all give the same teretz. A sefer Soiva Samuchos, fin Arava Kudish Reb Mendel fin Strizov, who was from the Groyser Talmidim fin the Choyzer fin Leblin, the Koshet Samagi, the Rebbe Mendel Rimneva. And in the sefer Becha Shea of the Haguda, from the Plotz Gagoon, on the famous Gedoilim Gaoinim 200 years ago, and the Bnei Yisoscha Imamates Ois Aleph. Three Gedoilim all write the same words. He said, it's not shaykh for a person to thank Hashem on difficult times which he went through before he has been zoicha to the Yeshia. And in the words of the Sefer Soivah Smuchas, he says as follows. This is what we say in Tehillim. Oidechu ki ani suni vatehi li leshia. Hakavuna. Oidechu acha ha yeshia. When am I able to be mekayim oidechu ki ani suni? Oni vatehi li leshia. Once I was zoicha to the yeshia, then I can understand and appreciate kimehoini nitzmach hayeshia achakach. The yeshia came about as a result of the inui. So once I've been zoicha to the yeshia, I can then thank Hashem for all the steps which led up to the yeshia, as difficult and as painful as they were. And the Bnei Yisoscha gives a mushal of a person who was ill and he underwent a very painful treatment. After he's fully recovered, he can thank the doctor for the treatment, although it was very painful, because now he can see how that treatment was so vital for his recovery. But before he's recovered, whilst he's suffering the pain of the treatment, he can't yet thank the doctor because he doesn't see that he's been healed. Once he's been healed and he's better, now he can thank the doctor for the treatment, as painful as it was. Zugen di drei gedoilim, the same vote. We can only thank for the muroi, the inui of the muroi, vatehi li leshia. Once we were zoicha to the Pesach and the Matzah, we were zoicha to go ma'avdus lecheiris, and then we were mekabel the Torah. Now we can understand why we had to go through that in order to prepare us and get us ready to be mekabel the Torah and to become a nation of Klal Yisrael. So this was the Kor HaBazel, this was the fiery furnace which got Klal Yisrael ready to become a nation and to be mekabel the Torah. Now in Parshas Boy, the Torah gives us the mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach. And it's written in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches, V'ochlies habusa balayla hazeh, tzli eish im matzois al meroirim yoichli. You should eat the Korban Pesach with the matzah and with the mura. And the Orach Chaim HaKodesh there tells us a gewaltige chiddush, which at first glance, it would appear that this is mamish, the opposite of the words of Chazal, and very difficult to understand. Torah says we need to eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and murai. Why do we need to eat the murai? Says the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, gam hameroirim shiyitzav Hashem. Also the murai, which Hashem has commanded us to eat, he letzad ki kein derech oichlei tzli. This is the way of people who eat roasted meat. Lechol imoy dovachad. They eat with it something sharp. Ki bezeh ye'urev lechayich ho'oichol. This gives a geschmack and a good taste to the tongue when one eats the flesh. Ve'yoichal b'chol avos nafshoi. And now he will eat the flesh with a geschmack. The muroi is there to be a flavoring, a tavlin for the busa. This is what enhances and brings out the taste of the flesh. So the tachlis of the muroi is to make it geschmack, a geschmack, a taste. L'choyre, The words of the Rechaim HaKodesh is mamash apela. We always thought that one's eating muray because you're supposed to remember the bitter times. Muray's got a bitter taste. It's not supposed to be geshmak. It's supposed to be bitter. This is what the Gemara Pesuchim tells us in Daf Kif Tezvov Amid Beis. Omer rova bula mura lo yotzef. You just swallowed the mura and you didn't taste the bitterness. You're not yotzef. You've got to have a bitter taste in your mouth. Here the Rechaim HaKodesh is telling us that the tachlis of the mura is like people add on lemon juice to their fish to bring out the geshmak in the fish, the taste, the deep taste. So this is what we're doing to the Korban Pesach, the flesh. We want to bring out the geshmak. L'choy, this seems to be just the opposite of how we always understood the concept of the mitzvah, v'achilas muray. It would seem what the Rechaim HaKodesh is telling us is the Zel B'Yisod, like the B'nai Yisoscher, with the Birch HaShir and the Soivah Smuchos. Oidechu ki anisuni vatehi li lishia. A person can only thank Hashem for the Muray, for the bitter times, once he has been Zoicha to a Yeshia. Hillel lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. He ate the Korban Pesach. This was his Koirach. Hoya Koirach Pesach Matzah Imuroi Beyachad. He ate the Korban Pesach with Pesach Matzah Imuroi. The Torah gives us a mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach. V'ochlis habusa b'layla hazeh sli'esha mas meroyim yichli. In the time the Beis HaMikdash, when Yidden were oile regel and they ate the Korban Pesach, that was the time of Vatehili Lishia. They'd been zoicha to Yeshia. When they had been zoicha to Yeshia, the tafkid of the Muray was to enhance that hoidua of the Yeshia, to bring out the flavor and the geshmak and the greatness of this mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach, that we should be able to thank Hashem with the ganze hearts. So therefore, in the time of Hillel HaZaken, when he ate the Korban Pesach with Muray, the Muray wasn't a contradiction to the Pesach and the Matzah, just the opposite. It was the Muray, the Ma'ashbois Urim Evyon, which enhanced the flavor and the chashivas and the greatness and the yeshir which we'd been zoicha to. So therefore, Hillel, when he ate Koirach, b'seva, even though he was eating the Muray, because that Muray isn't a contradiction to the Pesach and the Muray and the Matzah. Adarabba, it brings out the chayrus of the Pesach and the Muray, the Pesach and the Matzah. Ma'ashinkin, we, who unfortunately we are again in a zman of gulas, v'halayla hazeh kiloi Muray, and the zman of gulas, which is doyme lalayla, so nishdukan beis hamikdash, and nishdukan kom Pesach, it's no bechinah fin Muray, then the Muray isn't there to bring out a flavor in the Korban Pesach. We are eating Muray l'shem Muray. And in tak indeed, b'zman agulis, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas Muray. Achilas Muray d'oraisa is only together with the Korban Pesach. Now we are being mekayim a mitzvah d'rabunon of eating Muray b'zman agulis. Therefore, says the Prima Gude, mikricha in raya. You can't bring a raya from Hillel HaZaken who ate the Muray in the Koirach Beseva. His Muray was a different type of Muray. That wasn't a Muray which brought out the bitterness. That was a Muray which the bitterness was there to enhance the Chayrus, to make us appreciate the Chayrus. That was part of the Chayrus. Therefore, he could eat it Beseva. With this, we can Bederech Agav also understand that the B'nai Yisoscha and what he paskened in the Sefer Derech Pikiknechel, that it's also to eat Mura B'Sefer, is Mamash L'Shitusoi. Taka B'Zman Agulis, where we're only eating Mura by itself, eating Mura by itself, Einu Ni Avdus G'doy L'Mizi, then you're not allowed to eat at all the Murai Bahasaiva. This is Lishitusoi, what he passes in Derech Pigadech, and his explanation of Rangamliel Pesach Matzah Murai, that Bismana Gulis, it's only Murai Kilai Murai. Despite this, we still need to understand, at the end of the day, as we mentioned, the Beis Yosef, the Pri Chudosh, the Choyk Yaakov, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Mishneh Brira, all paskin that one may lechatchila eat Muroi Behseva. So we've explained the Shitta of the Machmirim, but we need to understand the Shitta of the Makilim, which that seems to be, according to them, this is the Halucha. So the Pri Chodesh already asked us of the Shala. He said, L'chor is a Shala, it's a Tata de Sasra. It's either one or the other. You can't do both. But despite that, he says, Mikomukim nirili the Hadin Emes. So the Pri Chodesh had asked us of the Shala. It's a contradiction. It's either Avdus or Cheres. They don't go together. So what is the explanation? How are they combining these two things together? And it shouldn't be a contradiction. So Efshe, we can say a pshat as follows. We have in Tehillim, in Perek Ein Aleph, we have a Perek where David HaMelech thanks Hashem after he'd run away from Avshulam Benoi and he'd been in danger. And he thanks Hashem for saving him. And he says, Hayei li letzir mua in luvay sumed, sevisa lo shi'eini, kisali mitzidusi uta. Rabboi nishloilam, you've been saving me all along. Eloikai, palteini mi adrusha, mi kaf ma'avel v'choymetz. You've saved me from many enemies. Ki ata tikvusi, you're my entire hope. Miftachi min iroi, from my youngest years, I've always put my trust in you. And then he says, Ulecho nismachti mi beten. I've been leaning on you, Reboinu Shloilam, from the day I was born. We know from the day David HaMelech was born, he was considered an outcast. The whole story, which was, says David HaMelech, from the day I was born, mi beten imi, from when I emerged from my mother, ato goizi, you took me out, b'chot hilusi tomid. I've always been thanking you, and you have been my support. Olechon nismachti mi buten. I've been leaning on you from the day I was born, keili ato. Shteitim medrash tehillim, on these psikim as follows, that David HaMelech said, Rabbi Nishlam, you've been looking after me, you've been protecting me. Who have you been protecting me from? Mikaf ma'avel. From the hands of ma'avel, those who look to do wrong. Ze Yishmuel. V'choymetz, ze Edoim. Olechon nismachti mibuten. I've been leaning on you from the day I was born. This refers to Gulis Mitzrayim. When Pari made his gezerah to throw all the boys into the Nile, Rabbi Nishloilam, you were hoitzesani b'shulaim, voitzesani miyad Mitzrayim. You rescued me then from Mitzrayim. Kamonisim osisli b'Mitzrayim v'yom v'midba v'atamachsi ois. So says David HaMelech, that Klal Yisroel Mamakayim Olechon Nismachti Mibutem. We've been leaning on you from the day we were born. Ki ata tikvusi Hashem lekim miftachim in Iroi. The Shluach Kudosh in Zamperish of the Agudah of Pesach explains what is this mitzvah of leaning of Haseva. And he says the following words, Anachni devikim boy, we are dovik in the Reboishon, Laharois ze keili, ze Hashem kivini loy v'yoshieini, v'ze sod, this is the sod of Ayasev lekemes om shesiviv oisuni vein hefzik beineini. The Rebbeinu Shloilam has become united with Klal Yisrael, ki keine sivam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, harei mevia sod Hesaver. This is the sod This is what lies in the ganze mitzvah of leaning. What are we leaning on? We are leaning on the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Olecho nismachti mibuten. This is the avoider. The avoider is that even when leider a yid gefenzech in a matzev of halayla hazeh kiloi muroi. The gulis which is doimel halayla is a zman of kiloi muroi. And we don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. We need to have a minna and bituchoin that we can lean on the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Olecho nismachti mibuten. I'm leaning on the Rabbeinu Shloilam. I'm being mekayim the pusik elekai tziri echseboy magini v'kerem yishi miskabi menisi moishi mechumas toshieni. Even in a time of muroi, we can lean on the Rabbein Shem B'Sel K'nefecho Yechsoyim. So it would appear that it's possible to eat muroi and to lean, and it's not a contradiction. And a person has a minim bituchai, like the Shluach Kudosh says, this is the sod has savor, that we are devikim bo yizborach, laharoi zekeli, haroi zekeli ze Hashem kivini loy, v'yoshieini. So this is this madrega, soimach Hashem l'chol hanoiflim. However, we understand this madrega is not something which a person can just kid himself that he is holding by this madrega. Is emes halavai avada groisa tzadikim on this level? So paskins the machaba. The psak lahalucha vi the machaba zokt is one eats it, the anhuga is one eats it without leaning. Because we're eating muroi, zeich l'avdus. Explains the Mishnah Brira, Shechnuch Harav, Prichudosh. If you want to eat it, b'seiver, reshui, you're allowed. If you are on this madrega, reshui, you're allowed. But the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, how the Shulchan Aruch paskens this for love people is yechleni b'lo yaseiva. Avada, grace of tzaddikim, they were different. They could eat it even b'haseiva. This is when it comes to muroi. However, when it comes to koirech, eating the sandwich, then everybody leans. And this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Taka Paskins, that koirech we eat whilst we are leaning. Why? Because the koirech is zeichel lemigdish kehillel. Although now we are in gulas and we taka, we eat the muroi without leaning. But we have to have a minna and bituchon. Zeichel lemigdash kehillel. There's soon going to come a time in Yitz Hashem when the Beis Hamigdash is going to be rebuilt, and then will be zeichel taka. Oz yoim rivagoyim higdil Hashem lasis imeile. It'll be hoyini semeichem shenayni rina. Then we'll understand and we'll thank Hashem for all that Klal Yisrael have endured over all the years of Gulas. Although now we can't understand it, but when Mashiach will come, then we'll be able to mekayim oidechu kiyani suni v'atehi l'leshia. So therefore, even now, bizman hazeh, when we eat koirech, and we're eating this zeichel lemigdash kehillel, we remind us how it was in the time of Hillel, and this is what's going to be in Mitzvah Bekura b'meheriv yameini when Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Once again, we will eat Pesach, Matzah, Emuroi, B'yachad. And when we're going to eat it, we're going to eat it B'Haseva. So we eat the Koirech ready now to be Mechazik ourselves, that we should be Zoich Emitz Hashem B'Kurev, to see Emitz Hashem Oidechu Kiyani Suni, V'atehili L'Shia, and we should be Zoich to Simchas and Nachas, Bebinyan Beis HaMikdash, Bemeirav Yomeini, Amen.